The government of Barbados says that a new public-private sector growth council is to be established by the end of this year under the new BRIC program. It says that growth over the medium term will be predominantly private sector-driven and export-led and supported through incentivizing private sector and public investment in climate-resilient infrastructure and in the green transition, incentivizing private sector and public investment in low and middle-income housing, investing in skills training and education, including via online methods, towards enhancing the human resource capacity of the population, preserving financial stability and mobilizing domestic savings for local investment to facilitate investment opportunities for as many Barbadians as possible, making government an enabler to enhance productivity, competitiveness, and service excellence towards achieving higher local and foreign direct investment in traditional economic sectors, establishing Barbados as a logistics hub by developing and strengthening both regional and international economic linkages, particularly with the African continent, to enhance exports and export capacity, targeted public investments to achieve sectoral integration and to develop climate-resilient infrastructure, promoting economic diversification through developing new niche sectors in a high-skilled, knowledge-based economy that is tech-heavy, carbon-neutral, marine-conscious, and fueled by innovation and creativity, and improving productivity and adopt open labor market policies to support stronger, equitable, resilient growth, and that's according to what is outlined in the new BRIC program. But it also says that the effectiveness of the provision of services will hinge on continued reforms of the state-owned enterprises. It adds that the onset of the pandemic halted comprehensive restructuring as the revenues of many SOE or state-owned enterprises were hard hit. It goes on to say that the foreseeable end of this crisis provides the opportunity to resume the modernization of SOEs on a case-by-case basis, depending on respective SOEs to divest purely commercial activities to the private sector and labor, thereby further stimulating economic activity, reduce where appropriate public subsidies through user fees, improve public service delivery through worker enfranchisement, reduce subsidies where appropriate to the private sector, and achieve efficiency gains within the public sector without a reduction in service. According to what government says in this new BRIC program, it is putting some emphasis on accountability. And how is it doing this? With the introduction of a fiscal council, a public-private sector delivery task force, the establishment of a public-private sector growth council, the establishment of a government economic service and a government accounting service, and the creation of an independent national statistics and data analytics authority. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.